This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له وما يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد حياكم الله أيها الإخوة الأخوات حياكم الله وآواكم وبياكم وطبتم وطاب ممشاكم وتبوأتم من الجنة منزلا وأسأل الله تعالى الذي جمعنا في هذا المكان المبارك على طاعته أن يجمعنا تحت ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. أيها الإخوة الأخوات، موضوعنا اليوم بمشيئة الله سوف يكون حول هذا الكنز، الكنز الذي يبحث عنه الصغير قبل الكبير. ظن أحدهم أن هذا الكنز في جمع الأموال فجمع، وظن أحدهم أنه في الزواج فتزوج، وظن الآخر أنه في ملك العمارات فامتلك العمارات، ولكن لا زال هذا وذاك يبحثون عن هذا الكنز. ما هو هذا الكنز؟ إنه السعادة. هذا الكنز هو السعادة، الكل يبحث عن السعادة. My brothers and sisters, inshallah ta'ala, today we'll be talking about this treasure that all of us are looking for. Some have reached 20 and some have reached 40 and some reached 60 and others even beyond 60, and they're still looking for this particular treasure. Some thought it was to be in marriage, so they got married, and some thought maybe that treasure is in getting, you know, businesses and wealth and whatnot, but they're still looking for this treasure. That treasure is happiness, how to be happy. I think we all agree here, despite our differences, we all want to be happy. I've traveled in so many places all over the world. I've never met a person who tells me, Sheikh, I just want to be sad. I've never met that person. Amongst us, there's some that are black and some that are white and some that are brown, some that are tall, some that are short, and some that are wealthy and some that are poor, and some that are big and some that are small, and some. We all differ in so many ways, but we all agree on one thing: we all want to be happy. I used to drive a cab when I was back in the US going to school in San Francisco, and I used to drive a part-time, you know, driving a cab. And then sometimes on the weekends, maybe some of you, you know, had that job. Sometimes I used to pick up these kids, you know, on the weekends, you know, late at night, and you would take them to clubs. So you would say, you know, I'm a cab driver. I just pick people up and drop them off. So you have these white Caucasian, you know, kids. They jump to your cab, and then they, on the way to the clubs, you see them, you know, laughing and screaming and, you know, rolling the windows down and go and putting their heads out and screaming out loud. And I think to myself, they're happy, huh? They're happy. And then I, you know, by 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I drive by the same spot where I dropped them off, the same kids I dropped off, the same youngsters, those that were screaming and happily and laughing and whatnot, are throwing up, crying, fighting. And then again, I think to myself, are they really happy? How do we define happiness? You have a person, huh, who may be so fortunate, who is, mashallah, tabarakallah, driving the latest and greatest car, has the latest and greatest phone, owns the greatest and latest house. His kids, mashallah, goes to the best university and the best school. Yet, you find that very same person, his chest is smaller and tinier than the eye of a needle. Likewise, you find another person who's not as fortunate. Maybe he does not drive the best and latest and greatest car. Maybe he does not live in the best house. Maybe he does not own the best car. Maybe he does not own the best and latest phone. Yet, you will find that his chest is as wide or even wider than the ocean. صح ولا مو صح؟ Then how do you define happiness? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says in this hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi and narrated by Abi Muhsin. قال رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام من أصبح منكم آمنا في سربه معافا في بدنه عنده قوت يومه فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافرها. بس The Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says in this hadith reported by Tirmidhi and also reported by Bukhari in a book called Al-Adab Al-Mufrad. Sound authentic hadith that the Prophet Muhammad SAW says, whosoever begins his day secure, you feel secure, you're safe, healthy, and he has the provision for his day. The Prophet Muhammad SAW says, he has quta yawmi, the provision for that day, the sustenance for that very one day. Yani sometimes you go to some of our houses and you find, mashallah, la quwwata illa, provision for the entire month, if not for the entire year. You go to our basement, mashallah, la quwwata illa billah, yani hadith wa la haraj. The Prophet says, if you wake up, if you begin your day feeling secure, I'm secure, alhamdulillah. A sister, a mother, a father in Palestine, she kisses her baby brother or baby son. She hugs him and then prepares breakfast for him. She, you know, and then she kisses him goodbye to go to school. And then a few minutes later, she hears a bomb. What happens to her son? Being blown up, wal-iyadu billah. Here, at least you go home, Allahumma lak alhamd, you're secure. There is no F-16s running above you and bombing you and whatnot. You go to school or you go to work or you go home. Allahumma lak alhamd, feeling secure. Amen. Safe. Man asbah minkum aminan fi sirbihi. He's feeling secure. Beginning his day, feeling secure. Number two, muhafan fi badanihi. He is healthy. Allahumma lak alhamd. You're able to sit, huh? Say alhamdulillah. Because there are some people, wallahi, they're not able to sit. And they will be willing to pay millions, if not whatever they own, just to be able to sit like this. You're able to sit? MashaAllah, this is a great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. Some of you, you woke up for Fajr today. Allahumma lakal hamd, say alhamdulillah. Some people did not wake up for Fajr. Alhamdulillah, you go to the washroom, you go to the washroom, and Allahumma lakal hamd, say alhamdulillah. There's some people who every day they have to go to the hospital, cooped up, you know, by these PCs and cables and whatnot for 8 hours a day. Every day, 8 hours a day, they have to go to this cleansing process called dialysis, I believe, or whatever they call it. Cleansing of their kidney. Why? Because they cannot use the washroom. They cannot urinate. The Prophet says, if you begin your day feeling secure, healthy, and you have the provision for your day, عنده قوت يومي فكأنما حيزت له الدنيا بحذافرها, as if he owns the entire world and whatever it contains. You see what you and I lack? We lack a tongue that says alhamdulillah. This is what we're lacking. We're lacking, you know, showing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But brothers and sisters, what is happiness? And what are the keys of happiness? And how we define happiness? Inshallah ta'ala, in the next 15 minutes, because khalas, you know, the khutbahs nowadays, they're only 25 minutes or less. So inshallah ta'ala, in the next few minutes I have left, I will share with you some proactive items or keys to happiness, inshallah ta'ala. In fact, this is a seminar which I'm going to summarize in a few minutes. First key to happiness, awwal miftah al-sa'adah. Awwal miftah al-sa'adah, as-salah. As-salah. Salah. You say namaz, we say salah. It's the same thing. As-salah, it is the first key to happiness. And I wonder, and I'm amazed of how can a person who does not pray be happy? How can a person who only prays once a week on a Friday be happy? How can he be happy? And it's impossible. مستحيل. Somebody who does not connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody who has broken that link between him and Allah. And what is that link between you and Allah? It's a salah. Imagine I'm a father. And I have, alhamdulillah, 10 kids. May Allah bless you with righteous, pious kids. Imagine, may Allah forgive. Let's say I'm dying in my bed. My bed, I'm dying. And in my last breath, khalas, I'm about to die. And my kids are surrounding me. My family is there. And then I'm talking to my son. And I need to give my son that very final advice. Let's call it the golden advice. When you tell a son before you die, you want to give him an advice. What advice would you give him? Make sure you follow that team and you cheer for that team. Make sure you study well. You think you're going to tell your son before you die, make sure you study well. Make sure this, make sure that. Make sure you help your mother and look after your mother. You're going to tell your son the only golden advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his final breath, dying, final breath. What was he saying? As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. As-salah, as-salah. Imagine in his final breath, he's saying, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. The very first key to happiness, my brothers and sisters, is as-salah. Number, quickly, inshallah ta'ala. Make it proactive and quick, inshallah. Number two, second key to happiness. Like I said, every item or every point requires khutbah in itself. Number two, second key to happiness, أن ترضى بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. لماذا؟ قال عليه الصلاة والسلام الحديث في صحيح مسلم: ذاق طعم الإيمان من رضي بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says he shall surely taste the sweetness of Iman. Iman has a taste. Iman has sweetness. The Prophet Muhammad says, he shall surely taste the sweetness of Iman. He who is pleased with Allah as his Lord, he who is pleased as Prophet Muhammad as his Prophet, he who is pleased as Islam as his religion. He shall be happy. But you have to be pleased. You have not only to accept, you have to be pleased with Allah as your Lord. You ask anybody here, of course I'm pleased with Allah as my Lord. Of course I'm pleased with Prophet Muhammad. Are you truly, truly pleased with Prophet Muhammad as your Prophet? What do you know about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Are you truly pleased with Allah as your Lord? Really? Aina huququllah? What are the rights of Allah azza wa jal? Are you pleased with Islam as a religion? All of you may say, of course I am. Tayyib, where is Islam in your life? Where is Islam in your home? Where is Islam in your business? Will Islam bas in the masjid when you come to the masjid? To truly believe and be pleased with Allah as your Lord, Prophet Muhammad as your Prophet, and Islam as your religion. That's number three. That's number two. Point number two. Point number three. أن ترضى بالقضاء والقضاء. والله تسعد في الدنيا وفي الآخرة. That you accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whatever happens, it happens with the will and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah verse number 216, and memorize this ayah. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. This is it. This ayah is sufficient for us. وَعَسَىٰ, it may be that you like something and there is no khair in it for you. And it may be that you dislike something and there is good in it for you. And Allah says, and Allah knows and you do not know. Allah knows, you do not know. You thought that this job is the best job for you. You thought that this girl that you want to marry, she is the girl for you. Or you thought that that boy that you want to marry, he is the man for you. You thought this and you thought that, but Allah knows otherwise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah knows, and you do not know. Accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَرْضَى فِي الدُّنْيَا وَتَسْعَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَتَسْعَدْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Then you shall be happy in this life and you shall be happy in the life of the hereafter. That's point number three. Point number four. You want to be happy? ذكر of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, I am not saying something you do not know. I'm only reminding myself and reminding you of these keys of happiness. It's all in the Quran and from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الذكر which shall make you happy. Shall make you happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ar-Ra'd, verse number 88, بَعْدَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ
وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. الذين آمنوا, those who feel ease, they feel peace, they feel serenity. الذين آمنوا تطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله, their hearts will find ease in the remembrance of Allah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, it is with the remembrance of Allah that your heart shall find the peace, shall find ease. You know, sisters and brothers, I think you may agree with me here. Some of us Arabs, long time ago, when you hear somebody goes to a psychiatrist or psychologist, we call him Tabib al-Majaneen, the Tabib of the crazy people. It's aib. It's even a shame to say to someone, I have an appointment with a psychiatrist or a psychologist. We go, look, he tells you, are you crazy? Today, you go to any Muslim or not Muslim psychologist or psychiatrist, sometimes you may take a lineup, yani 6 month wait. 6 months to even sometimes more wait. Why? People, mental health and whatnot. People are going depression, anxiety, stress, distress and whatnot. What is the problem? And sometimes you go to a doctor. What does he give you? He gives you things that will put you to sleep. Medication to put you to sleep. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَتَطْمَئِنُّ قُلُوبُهُمْ بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبُ. Those who believe, whereby their hearts will find ease with the remembrance of Allah, indeed it is the remembrance of Allah that your heart will find that serenity. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And I wouldn't say the best of all, but one of the best dhikr, my brothers and sisters, is As-salat ala nabi, sending salutation upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the best dhikr. If you go into problems, hardship, anything, you go into school, you're having problems at school with the teacher, whatever, As-salat ala al-Nabi, Allah subhanahu, virtue of salat al-Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will alleviate your pain and stress and distress. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. لا زلنا مع مفاتيح السعادة. We're still talking about the keys to happiness. So another key to happiness, my brothers and sisters, is, and I wonder, and sometimes I find it really hard to believe, how can a person who holds so much in his or her heart, holds so much grudges and animosity and envy and hatred, feel happy? You have to cleanse your heart from the diseases, and I call them the enemies of happiness. A'da as-sa'ada. A'da as-sa'ada. Really, the enemies of happiness. Clean your heart from all types of envy, hasad, of all types of grudges, of all types of animosity and enmity and whatever, all these yani poisonous things that you carry sometimes in your heart. You know, he said and she said and she did and he did and why this and why that, and to the extent that some people today, wal-iyadu billah, are accusing Allah of being unfair and unjust. La ya Rabbi! La ya Rabbi, what did I do? Some people. Ya Rabbi, it's not right, it's not fair. La awla wa la quwwata illa billah. They're accusing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of not being just and not being fair. The heart is sick. This heart needs to be cleansed if you want to be happy. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Surah Shu'ara, verse number 28. لَوْ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when your wealth, the day when your family, your loved ones will not be of benefit to you, except that who comes to Allah with قلب سليم. قلب in Arabic means heart. سليم, clean, pure, serene. Clean this heart, you shall be happy. Mind yourself. Focus on yourself, on your thing. خليك من قيل والقال. Why you want to bother yourself with هذا he said, or she said, or he did to me? Focus on you, on yourself, on your family, on your loved ones. Clean your heart. There is something called in tazkiyah, bunud al-tazkiyah, the components of tazkiyah, purification. Two things. At-takhliyah, thumma at-tahliyah. Takhliyah is clean the heart first from all the sicknesses and poisonous, you know, diseases of the heart. And then beautify it. You know, when you have a cloth that's dirty, you're not going to put perfume on it to make it smell and look good. La, first you need to wash it. أول شيء wash it. وبعدين put some perfume and some cologne or whatnot. Likewise, this heart, you need to wash it. Cleanse it. وبعدين put some عطر in it. And what's that عطر? The ذكر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. الاستغفار. أصلت على النبي. Loving one another. This is how we can purify our heart. Number, I don't know what number I'm in. But another key to happiness, my brothers and sisters, is helping one another. Serving one another, supporting one another. As the Prophet Muhammad says in the hadith narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar, when he was asked, the Prophet was asked, do you know the most helpful or the most beloved people in the sight of Allah? And the most beloved deed in the sight of Allah? The Prophet is asking the Sahaba, do you people know? The most beloved people in the sight of Allah, أحب الناس إلى الله وأحب الأعمال إلى الله, and the most beloved deeds to Allah. The Sahaba said, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam. Then the Prophet says, the most beloved people in Allah, أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس. The most beloved people to Allah are those who benefit others. And the most beloved deed in the sight of Allah, the most beloved amal, a smile that you bring, a joy that you bring in the face of your brother or sister. Make them happy. You alleviate their pain. You pay their debt. Whatever you could do to support them. And the Prophet says, you love Prophet Muhammad, says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is more beloved to me to go in the service of my Muslim brother, to serve him, than making i'tikaf in my masjid for 1 month. I'd rather go and serve my brother Muslim rather than staying in my masjid and making i'tikaf for 1 month. That's, you know, helping one another and make you happy. Quickly, the brother Malak al-Maut is looking at me. Another quickly, inshaAllah ta'ala, 2 points, quick, bisur'ah, inshaAllah ta'ala. You want to be happy? Allahu Akbar, al-zawja al-salihah. This is a lecture. A zawja saliha, a righteous wife, inshaAllah ta'ala, is the key to happiness. Some of you may say, please, Shaykh, don't open that door. And I will tell you, it's all from قال الله وقال رسول الله. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Sahih Muslim. Hadith Sahih Muslim. الدنيا متاع وخير متاعها الزوجة الصالحة. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, this life is but enjoyment, and the best enjoyment of this life is a righteous wife. Naam. If you have a righteous wife, say Alhamdulillah. Of course, you go to work, Allahumma lak alhamd. You don't have a wife that brings people in, that cheats you, that betrays you, that Allahumma lak alhamd. You come, she takes care of you, she takes care of your kids, she takes care of your aib, of your private matters and whatnot. Say Alhamdulillah. And also, you want to be happy? If you have kids, Allahumma lak alhamd, say happy. If you have a righteous son, a righteous daughter, you should be happy. Why? Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu. When you come back from work, subhanallah, and then you look at your son, when you look at your daughter, just that smile is sufficient. Sometimes our kids, they blame us. Dad, that all you know is, did you pray? You always ask me, did you pray? So, wallahi, what can I? Yani, na'am, I care about everything else. But first and foremost, I have to tell you, whether you like it or not, صليت ولا ما صليت. Did you pray? قمت ولا ما قمت. I have to. يعني, you can hate me all you want. But one day, you will understand. Best to, if you have a righteous son or a daughter, there are people who are billionaires. I know them, wallahi. One man, $600 million in his bank account. He says, I'll give you not more than six. I'll give you anything just to be able to have one child. If you are able to have kids, say Alhamdulillah. They are the means of happiness, inshaAllah ta'ala. Your kid that will make dua for you. Your kid that will pray for you. Your kid that will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after you die for Allah to elevate to elevate your ranks in Jannah, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم. اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم لا تدع لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا ضالا الا هديته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والاخره الا وقضيت يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد عليه الصلاه والسلام واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد عليه الصلاه والسلام ولا تجعل احدا من المسلمين منهم. اللهم يا رحمن يا رحيم ارحمنا. اللهم يا شافي اشف مرضانا. اللهم يا جبار اجبر قصرنا. اللهم يا نصير انصرنا. يا عزيز اعزنا. يا عزيز اعزنا. اللهم يا قوي قوينا. اللهم يا تواب تب علينا. اللهم يا تواب تب علينا. يا وهاب هب لنا مغفرة من عندك. اللهم يا لطيف الطف بنا. اللهم يا لطيف الطف بنا. يا غفور يا غفار اغفر لنا. يا عفو اعفو عنا. يا عفو اعفو عنا. يا عفو اعفو عنا برحمتك ارحم الراحمين. اللهم اهدي والدينا. اللهم اغفر لوالدينا. اللهم اكرم والدينا. اللهم يا رب اهديهم واكرمهم واحسن اليهم والاموات منهم اغفر لهم تجاوز عنهم نمر مدخلهم أنس وحشتهم نقهم من الخطايا كما نقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس. اللهم يا ربي أمراض منهم اشفيهم يا ربي, المريضين من أو من من آبائنا وأمهاتنا يا أرحم الراحمين, لا شفاء إلا شفاءك أنت الشافي, اشفيهم اشفيهم برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون, وأقم الصلاة.